Thank you all for joining. I know it's a Thursday night, which is crazy, between your husband's coming up and the kids and cooking for Shabbos. So I appreciate everyone that took time out of their night to join. The learning, as always, should be a schus ilunishmas. I'm Elazar ben Shimshon Aryeh, and it should be a schus for Shlema, v'chaim doy ben menorachol, chanalei b'shein dorachol, and abadati ben peril, as well as a schus for all those in a makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So last week we talked about the topic of simcha, and we talked about that simcha, having joy, enables a person to not be focused inward, but to be focused outward and to think of others and to care for others. And so I figured that this week, especially with Tisha B'Av coming up, and we want to be mesaken, we want to fix the avla, the aveira of sinas chinam. We want to correct it by doing avas chinam. So I said, let's focus on the midah of chesed. Let's talk about the greatness of chesed, about thinking of others and about helping others. So there's a famous Mishnah in Avos that tells us that al shloisha devarim ha'olam oimed, that there are three pillars that the world stands on, three actions or three types of activities that allow the world to exist. Ala toirav, ala avoidav, al gemilas chasadim, which is Torah, Avoda, like Tfilah, and Gemilas Chasadim. And that the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that one of the ways that you can tell whether someone is Jewish is Rachmanim, if they have Rachmanis, if they're compassionate, if they're Baishanim, if they have Busha, and then and Goyim Lechasadim, if they show kindness to others. The Gemara tells us that the Navi Micha came and established that the basis for fulfilling mitzvahs in the Torah is upon three sort of ethics, three requirements. And they are, he says like this, he says, Ki im asois mishpat, to do justice, the avas chesed, a love of kindness, v'atznei alechas imalekecha, and walking with aniva. So from this, we see that there is a, one of the pillars, one of the foundations of Yiddishkeit is chesed. It's one of our defining characteristics, and it's one of the pillars that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up that the world continues to revolve and continues to exist based on our performance of chesed. And there's a very interesting Chazal of Reb Nosson that shows us how beloved chesed is in the eyes of Hashem. Especially now, talking about Tisha B'Av, there's a story that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai left Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Yeshua followed him, and they saw the Beis Hamikdash in its destruction. So Rabbi Yeshua commented, he said, "Woe to us," meaning woe to the to Klal Yisrael, "for the destruction of this place where Klal Yisrael got a kapara for their averus, but Nebuch, the Beis Hamikdash, had to be destroyed in order for us to get that kapara." Rabbi Yochanan gave him a nechama, and Rabbi Yochanan said to him, "Don't feel bad. We still have one form of kapara that's similar to it, and that is doing an act of kindness. As the pasuk says, Ki chesed chafatzti v'loy zevach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Navi Hosea that I desire kindness, not sacrifices, not karbanos." And the Medrash tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the chesed that you do for each other is more valuable, is more precious to me than all the karbanos that Shlomo HaMelech brought. Which means that we're saying now that chesed trumps avoda. Chesed is more special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than avoda. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells us that the family of Eli HaKohen was cursed that they would die young. And this goes back to the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, where the children of Eli disrespected terribly the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And as a result, so Eli's family was cursed. Not only did he lose the kahuna, it went back to the family of Elazar, but also his family would die young. And so he had descendants that continuously would die young. But some of his descendants were Rabbah and Abaye. The famous Abaye and Rava. So Abaye and his uncle Rava were both descendants of Eli. The Gemara tells us that Rava lived to the age of 40, meaning that Eli's children were dying before 40. Rava lived to the age of 40 because he had a schus that he learned Torah. And Abaye outlived him by another 20 years. He lived till 60 in the schus that he not only did Torah, but he did Gemilas Chasadim. So again, we're seeing this theme that Chesed is such a vital, important, it plays such an important role in Yiddishkeit that it was even able to protect Abaye from the curse that was on the entire family of Eli. And those of you who did a Time of Devaira with us a couple of years ago, you remember the famous theme of Time of Devaira, which is V'halachta bidrachav, that we should emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's example. And that's based on the pasuk Achrei Hashem Aleikecha Teileichu, that after Hashem you should follow. And the question is, what do you mean you should follow? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compared to fire, Eish Eichlahu, that he consumes. How could a person get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the answer is that it means not that we should get close to Hashem physically, but that we should emulate Hashem. And that was, as we saw in Time of Devayra, much of the Sefer was dedicated to V'halachta bidrachav, to following and emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chesed is one of those areas where we are commanded to emulate Hashem. And the Gemara tells us, or the Chazal tell us, that Mahu Rachum Afatah Rachum. Just like Hashem has Rachmanis, we should have Rachmanis. Mahu Chanun Afatah Chanun. And the Chazal continue that just like Hashem does tzedakah, just like Hashem visits the sick, just like Hashem comforts someone who's in mourning, and just like Hashem buries the dead, so too we should engage in these activities in order to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Simloi darshined the pasuk like this. He says that the Torah, the beginning of the Torah and the end of the Torah, is it's sandwiched from the beginning and the end is chesed, meaning the whole middle of the Torah is surrounded by chesed in the beginning and at the end. Because in the very beginning in Sefer Bereishis, what do we find? That Hashem makes for Adam and Chava kasnais arv ayal vishem, that he makes them clothing, garments made out of skin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed of clothing someone who was naked, who did not have clothing. That's chesed number one. And then at the very end, what do we find at the end of Sefer Devarim? At the end of Parshas Zois, we find Vayikbar Oisoi Bagai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu engages himself in the burial of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Hashem himself is engaging in Chesed in the very beginning of the Torah, the very end of the Torah. The whole Torah is sandwiched in between Chesed. And again, that's teaching us the importance of Chesed. So there's a follow-up to when we talk about doing Chesed for others, and that is the concept of paying it forward. This idea that I do a chesed for someone else, that person in turn does chesed down the road. And actually, what ends up happening is that when you do a chesed for others, it actually comes back to help you. Because the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that the Gemara says clearly, whoever shows rachmanus to creations of Hashem, that person is zoicha, that person merits that he gets shown compassion by heaven. So, for example, if a person is a mevater, he easily allows things, doesn't allow things to bother him. He shrugs off when people insult him or her. So that such a person in Shemayim, there is some mevater on his averus. They're not makbid, but vice versa applies as well. If a person is super makbid and he gets insulted on every little thing, so in Shemayim they also are makbid and get insulted on every little thing that this person does. The way that we treat others is exactly the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us, and that's brought out in the pasuk when the pasuk says v'nasan l'cha rachamim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you rachmanos v'richamcha, and show compassion v'hirbecha, and multiply you. That since Hashem treats people, this is Mesillas Yesharim saying this, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats people midah keneged midah, so that means when you show rachmanos to others, so then You basically are saying to Shemayim, that's how I want to be treated, and that's how they treat you in Shemayim. And that same thing applies to Chesed. If we do Chesed for others, then we are going to be the recipients of Chesed, not only in this world and in the next world. And we see this from the Shlomo HaMelech, the famous story that I'm sure you all learned in school, where Shlomo HaMelech, as after he becomes king, has a dream, and in the dream, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God comes to him, and God says to him, "Ask of me whatever you want." Basically, it's an open door. Whatever Shlomo HaMelech, it's a blank check. Whatever Shlomo HaMelech wants, he can ask from Hashem. Now, what does Shlomo HaMelech request? We all remember. Shlomo HaMelech says, "I'm going to read you the Lashon." He says, "V'nasata la'avdecha, you should give to your servant lev, a heart, shaymeya, that can perceive and understand, lishpoit des amcha, to be able to judge your people, lahavin bein tov l'ra, to know between good and bad, ki mi yuchal lishpoit des amcha kavod hazeh, how could someone judge this people? They are abundant." Now Shlomo does not say, "I want chachma." Well, first of all, Shlomo doesn't ask for wealth, and Shlomo doesn't ask for beauty, and Shlomo doesn't ask for honor. He asks for chachma, and he doesn't ask for chachma. Here's the key, because he wants to be the smartest person alive. He asks for chachma, lev shaymea lishpoites amcha lahavin bein tov l'ra. I want chachma so that I can help others, so I can judge Klal Yisrael. It was a complete act of selflessness. So what does Hashem do? And this is our point, that when he showed chesed for others, what does Hashem say? Hashem says to him, not only the thing that you asked am I going to give you, but I'm also going to give you the thing that you didn't ask. I'm also going to give you I'm also going to give you not just chutzpah, but I'm going to give you wealth, and I'm going to give you honor, and I'm going to give you ruling over your enemies. Okay, so what do we see here? That if we are dedicated to the needs of others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in turn is going to provide for our needs. So when someone is in need of a special, whether it's a Yeshua, or someone is in need of a special chen, special favor, you're asking something from Hashem, what you can do to get that tzchus is specifically in that area, you can go and help others. As an example, if someone is in need of a job, go and help others find the job. If someone's in need of a shidduch, help others find a shidduch. If someone's in need of a refuah, go and cheer up others, or go help others find doctors, or make a shidduch in terms of finding the right either it's a doctor, a hospital procedure, help someone else out, or maybe help cook them meals while they're not feeling well. But help someone out who's in a similar situation, and the famous thing of hunen atchila, that person will be answered first. We see that by Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu goes and davens for Avimelech, that Avimelech should be healed, that Avimelech's openings were all closed up, and as a result, Hashem opens up Sarah's womb, and Sarah was able to have Yitzchak. Why? Because Avram went and davened for Avimelech, and that was the schus that he needed to get over the hump, so to speak, and be able to have his a child of his own. So that is what we're talking about here. Shlomo HaMelech even references this in Qehelet. Shlomo HaMelech writes, "Shalach lachmecha al pnei amayim, send your bread on the water, ki b'roiv hayomim timtzeenu, after many days you'll find it." Sounds like send a bottle, put a bottle or a time capsule, and then it'll come back. But what he's talking about is paying it forward. What he's saying is, when you pay forward a chesed, you will be the ultimate beneficiary of the chesed that you do for others. So there's a famous pasuk in the Torah, "V'ahavta l'recha kamaicha," you should love your fellow as yourself. And Rabbi Akiva said, "Zek klal gadol b'Torah," that this is one of the main klalos, one of the main principles of the Torah, to love your fellow like yourself. So the pasuk pshat is, Rabbeinu Shimshon and the Ravid explain, why is this zek klal gadol b'Torah? What is such an important principle? So they explain, because many of the mitzvahs are bein adam l'chaveiro, right? Many of the mitzvahs are between a person and their fellow Jew. So if you love your fellow, you're going to end up being mekayeh much of the Torah. That's why it's zek klal gadol b'Torah. However, based on what we are saying, we understand now in a different light that this, in order to do the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamaycha, you have to remove jealousy, arrogance, anger, so many bad midas that prevent you from loving your fellow by doing, by practicing the Ahavta L'Recha Kamaycha. By definition, you are working on a bunch of midas. You are removing a bunch of bad midas from your psyche. So that's what he's saying. And conversely, if you work to fulfill this mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamaycha, then systematically you automatically, by fulfilling this mitzvah, you're automatically removing these bad midas. So the Vilna Gaon says, what's the job of a person on this world? What are we here to do? We're here to fix and be mesakein for a bad midah. We have bad midahs that we were born with, that maybe we have from a previous Gilgal. Our job in this world is to be mesakein, to rectify, to fix those midahs. So we can understand that what's Rabbi Akiva saying? In order for a person to accomplish your goal in this world, this is what you were put in this world for, to accomplish your goal. You want to accomplish your goal, whether it's arrogance, jealousy, anger, hatred, whatever chesaron, whatever bad midah we're dealing with, will help us overcome that bad midah and achieve our goal. And the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 peers of Talmidim that extended from the north all the way to the south in Eretz Yisrael, and they all died during Sfiras HaOmer, Shelo Nagu Kavod Zeh BaZeh. They did not show proper respect one to the other. Based on what we're saying, we can understand that the fact that they were flawed in this midah is exactly, it was the essence of being a yid that they were missing, and they passed away. They were nifter between Pesach and Shavuos to demonstrate that they weren't worthy of Kabbalah Satayra. What's the purpose of Kabbalah Satayra? To enable us to fix our midos. That's exactly what they were lacking in, and therefore they passed away. And maybe he says, the Olam HaMidos says, that's why Rabbi Akiva, that led, that it's possible that this incident of Rabbi Akiva losing 12,000 Talmidim, 12,000 peers, it's 24,000 Talmidim. The fact that he lost those Talmidim basically woke up Rabbi Akiva to this idea. It's not that he was always a V'ahavta L'Recha Kamaycha guy. It's possible that Rabbi Akiva became V'ahavta L'Recha Kamaycha guy after he lost these Talmidim, and he understood that it was because Shelo Nagu Kavod Zeh BaZeh. They did not show proper respect, and therefore, in order to rectify that, Rabbi Akiva made his mission V'ahavta L'Recha Kamaycha. So to end off here with this idea of doing chesed for others, I want to just point and bring it back to home. I ended last time talking about simcha in the home, simcha with our family. And chesed is one of those areas that also is easily overlooked. Because when I say the word chesed, what most people think is bikur cholim, they think of tzedakah, they think of Levayas Hames, which is Chesed Shel Emes. They think of doing Chesed for others. But very few people realize that in your own home, you have opportunity after opportunity for Chesed, and we don't think of it that way. When our child asks us for a drink and we're on the phone, we haphazardly pour the drink for the child. Maybe we tell the child to leave us alone for a few minutes. We're on an important phone call, and we don't stop and realize we have an opportunity right now to help our child out with Chesed, by giving them a cup of water to drink, or whatever it is that they're asking for help with. Every time we help out our child, we should do it with a smile. We should do it with love, because we are being mekayim the mitzvah of doing chesed for others. And we might think, like I said, that chesed is restricted to outsiders. But remember, who are we emulating? What did I start with? The halachta bedrachav. You should follow Hashem. Who is Hashem doing chesed for? Us. Who's us? Hashem's children. Hashem is doing chesed to his own children. So certainly, when we do chesed and we do it for our children, that is how we are emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this could really elevate and transform our lives on a daily basis. We obviously, you're in the country or you're at home, your kids are going to day camp and then they're coming home, and we're spending our whole days just Our lives tend to revolve around our husband and our children and the home and just keeping everything together. And it becomes overwhelming at times. But what we should realize is when we clean up after our children, that's chesed. When we help out our spouse, that's chesed. When we help out our children, that's chesed. When we help our parents, that's chesed. It's all chesed. We should look at those opportunities, perform them with a smile, with a kind word, and elevate those actions of chesed that we do on a daily basis and not just take them for granted and say, yeah, chesed is when I do the really, really heavy lifting. No, not true. The chesed that we do on a daily basis is the essence of what we're emulating Hashem, because just like Hashem does chesed for his children, us, Klal Yisrael, when we do chesed for our children, that is how we emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I want to just end with one thought related to Tisha B'Av. Tonight we discussed Rabbi Akiva and his focus on Bin Adam L'Chaveiroi. I want to just share, it's a little bit of an adjacent point, but it's a little bit of a theme of the Kinnus. I was preparing Kinnus, I'm Mirza Shem going to speak this year by Kinnus. And as I was preparing, I started to notice a theme. And the theme is one that's brought out not just by Rabbi Akiva, but it's brought out by Yoshio, and it's brought out in multiple Kinnus. You see this theme that Rabbi Akiva taught us that each one of us has within us greatness. And that we have this potential for greatness that can come out even at the darkest moments. For example, there's a churban, there's a destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael is depressed. Klal Yisrael goes to Galus. Some remain in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva becomes a leader of Klal Yisrael. There's a Shas Shmad where they're being targeted by the Romans, anyone who teaches Torah. Rabbi Akiva stands up. Rabbi Akiva opposes the Romans. And Rabbi Akiva becomes this great figure in our history at the darkest times when there's this persecution of anyone who stands for Torah. And Rabbi Akiva rose to greatness. And we see this time and again. When moments when there's a Churban, when there's an Inquisition, when there's a Holocaust, there's this opportunity to shine. I remember when Rabbi Nissel brought us to, I think it was Majdanek, which was the first, it might have been Auschwitz, when we went with him on the trip. So he told us before we started, he said, we're about to enter a place where there was the worst of humanity and there was also the best of humanity. And the museum and the tour guides are going to focus on the cruelty and the worst of humanity, what the Nazis perpetrated. But you also have to recognize that this is a Makom Kadosh, is a holy place where greatness, the greatest acts in our history were performed. And if you stop and think about it, what he's saying is really true. Because you had people who were intimidated, were persecuted, were killed, were constantly whipped and beaten by the Nazis, but the one thing that they couldn't take away from them was their humanity, their ability to do chesed for others. And there's story after story which you can read of greatness, of great acts that people did. Example, the Kloisenberger Rebbe is one example of people who in the concentration camps did greatness, rose to the moment, shined, and became a beacon to our people during the darkest time. And that's a theme. If you look through the Kinnus, you'll see this theme. Yoshiyahu at the end of the Bayis Rishon is a beacon of light for tshuva during the darkest times when the Churban is coming. During the second Beis HaMikdash, we have Rabbi Akiva. And again, during the Holocaust is just another example where we have someone who stood up and someone who, not someone, many instances of people who rose to greatness, saw the greatness within them and rose to the moment during the darkest of times. And that's the example that Rabbi Akiva taught us is that we have greatness within us. And at the moments when we feel at our weakest, we feel at our darkest, we should recognize that those are really opportunities for greatness. If we overcome and we latch on to some kedusha at that moment and we overcome whatever it is that's bringing us down, those are the moments where we have an opportunity to get the closest connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I wish each of you an easy and meaningful fast, a good Shabbos, and Emir Tzeh Shem, we will continue next week.